Once again, good Tuesday morning to you at 6:53, 57 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
We have Sheriff Kevin Tolson from York County joining us on the phone this morning. Good morning to you, Sheriff.
Good morning.
I know you're on your way to this prayer vigil that's taking place in Chester County. It's hosted by the Chester County Sheriff down there, Max Dorsey. It's a prayer vigil at the Gateway Conference Center at 7:30. To our knowledge, it's open to anyone. So if anyone wants to head down there and feels compelled to pray with others and certainly members of the law enforcement community, that would be fantastic. I'm sure all would be welcome. Sheriff,
Absolutely. Just give
us your reaction. Obviously, this is something that we have dealt with here in York County, an officer-involved shooting that has turned deadly. But walk us through your thought process when you heard about this, if the sheriff's office is supplying any kind of help or assistance, and we'll just let you take it from there.
Yeah, well, first of all, this is just a harrowing reminder and just brings up so many tough memories from 2018. What Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department is experiencing right now, nobody can really understand. And what those families are feeling, nobody can really understand unless you've been through it. And I pray nobody has to go through it. But what's happening right now is obviously a tremendous investigation, tremendous resources for the department. And we actually sent our clinical psychologist up there. She's very familiar. She used to work with all these folks. She's very familiar with them. So she's been up there with the families and the officers. And it just rocks the department to the core. You're in shock. There are so many emotions that go through the officers' minds, the families' minds. You have grief. You have anger. You have denial. You have why. There's just a range of emotions that go through officers' and families' minds. And one thing that I think that I'd like to see flushed out is, and I'm kind of getting down a little rabbit hole, but we'll get back to the shooting issue. I'm really, really curious to see what this guy's record was. How many times had he been arrested? How many times had he been on bond and out and committing more crimes? How many times had he had charges dropped? How many times had he been in and out of the system without being held accountable, and now we have four police officers dead? I want the listeners to pay attention to that as this all unfolds, because we have to start holding people accountable so that the public and our police officers are safe. So that's my rabbit hole. That's really my issue with all this. I'm anxious to see what this guy's record was and how many times he had been to the revolving door without being held accountable. But back to the shooting, this obviously was an ambush, just as in 18. How do you stop that? You don't. And what these police officers continue to do is, there'll be a warrant service today. There'll be a warrant service today in Charlotte. There'll be a warrant service today in York County. There'll be a warrant service all across the country. These police officers will continue to do what they are required and obligated to do, not because of the money, not because of the authority, but because they love their job, they're called to it, and they want to see their community safe. And Chief Jennings was right. These dead officers are heroes. The living officers are heroes. In my opinion, every first responder, every police officer is a hero, because they get up every day, they put that uniform on, and just like Chief Jennings said, they don't know if they're coming home. And we really need to pray for these officers' families. These wives and husbands of these officers, they don't know when they kiss their spouse goodbye in the morning or at night, they don't know if they're going to see them again. And that's a tremendous burden on families. And, you know, we've tried to focus on families at the office, and I know Charlotte Mecklenburg does a good job too. So it's just, you know what, folks, get on your knees. Listeners, get on your knees. Our pastor said last Sunday, every day he gets into his car, he just says, God help me. Whatever help I need, please give it to me. And I think prayer is the most powerful thing that our community can do right now. There's going to be an outpouring of support for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department and those families over the next couple months. But then that goes away. It tends to fade off, and then I can't imagine the loneliness that sets in for these families. So continued support for your law enforcement every day, and I'm so blessed that we have such a good community that supports our law enforcement. I hope Charlotte's community does the same thing and rallies behind the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department. But the best thing that anybody can do right now is just pray for comfort and grace and strength and courage for all, for the department and for all first responders across the country.
To your point, Sheriff, when you issue these warrants, you're kind of going in there blind, right? I mean, you don't know, you know what the job is, but you don't know what's lurking behind the door to your right and to your left, to your six and behind you. And there's no way to change that.
Or there's not. There's a certain amount of risk that you take when you become a police officer. And some of that risk is the unknown. Now, I'm sure there was intel done before, as much intel was gathered as possible before this execution of this warrant was done. But, you're prepared as much as you can, but you don't necessarily expect a guy to run out of a house and start shooting at you. And then presumably somebody else in the house also firing at you. And when we had our four officers shot in 2018, a friend of mine asked me, how in the world did he shoot? How did he get to shoot four of y'all? Would you tell me how you stop an ambush? This guy was a hunter. I said, well, how do you kill deer? You get up in a stand and you wait and you ambush that deer. I mean, that's a simple analogy, but we go into the unexpected all the time. We gather as much information as we can so that we're prepared as much as possible. But you do have to go into the unknown, and that's the bravery and courage of these officers day in and day out across this country.
Well, again, this is something I know the York County Sheriff's Office, like many sheriff's offices and law enforcement agencies across the country, they've had to deal with, most recently for us, in the loss of Detective Mike Doty. We just celebrated him the other day through the Detective Mike Doty run that would benefit Keystone. The community comes out. So to your point, hopefully there's a support system in place in the months and the years that follow. So these individuals, these law enforcement officers are not forgotten at all, ever. And
absolutely.
I know there are memorials inside the Sheriff's Office and the Rock Hill Police Department to remind folks when they come into these agencies of the sacrifice that these folks in law enforcement that you all make every single day. I mean,
the real heroes.
Yeah, we stress about certain little things in our line of work, but it's nothing of the stress that you all deal with. And to your point, I'm glad you've got the support system. I'm glad you're able to send some help up to Charlotte to be able to help on the mental side. And to your point, if people are confused and what to do and worried, you can start with prayer. And that's happening today at 7:30 there at the Gateway Conference Center. It's hosted by the Chester County Sheriff, Max Dorsey. Sheriff, do you find comfort in gathering with other members of the law enforcement community during a time like this, as well as members
Absolutely.
Of the community that can come up and just say thank you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know what it's like to be a journalist. You do. And, when you're around other journalists, you understand each other. And so it's the same with every profession. And to your question, what are we doing? What did we do or what are we doing to help Charlotte-Mecklenburg? Just when I found out shortly after the shooting had started, I texted Chief Jennings. First thing I said was prayers. Second thing I said is anything that we have that you need. We had 25 guys ready to go up there to sit at the hospital, to block intersections. We offered our Bearcat. They had to evacuate at least one of the officers in a Bearcat, which is an armored vehicle, and used as an ambulance, because the situation was so serious and they were still taking fire. Mike Doty's sister-in-law, Katie Doty, Chris's wife, she and a couple of other ladies, got on social media and wanted to raise $500 to take some food up there to the hospital. They raised $3,000 in a matter of minutes. And so we took snacks and food. They took snacks and food up to the hospital last night, and we will continue to support them. Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department could not have done any more than they did during Mike's death. And I told Chief Putney at the time, if we can ever return the favor, it would make us feel wonderful. And now we get the opportunity to return the favor, and we're going to do everything we can to support Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department and the Marshal Service. And we can't focus on Charlotte. We lost two Department of Corrections officers and a U.S. Marshal. It's all four of them.
Wow.
And our prayers just go out to all the families and all the agencies that are involved. And the York County Sheriff's Office stands ready to assist them, help them grieve, and help them in any way that we can.
Well, we certainly appreciate all that you all do here within our backyard between Lancaster County, Chester County, and York County. Thank you so much for all of your leadership. Thanks again to Sheriff Max Dorsey down in Chester County for providing this outlet for so many folks in our community. And Sheriff, we appreciate your time this morning and look forward to seeing more updates, and appreciate again the support here from York County to our neighbors up the north, up the road.
And send north. All of our love up there.
Yeah.
I sure will.
Thank you, Sheriff.
WHI. Thank you, Lucas, and Alex. Thank you all very much. I know y'all are people of faith, and I know y'all will pray. And that's really, you know, sometimes God brings you to your knees, so the only way you can look is up, and that's where we're at right now. We got to look up to God and just keep everybody in our prayers.
Well, thank you very much, Sheriff. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You.